Report, DCCC Investing in Minority Communities Ahead of Midterms. By Jacob Bliss on May 25, 2021. The Democrat Campaign Arm, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, is looking to invest resources in securing major minority voting blocs ahead of the 2022 midterms, according to a report. The Democrats are looking to find a way to use the blocs to win races to keep the slim majority House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has in the House, ABC News reports. Additionally, the DCCC told the news organization it plans to make a seven-figure investment in its Democracy Summer program to bolster outreach for House Democrats and communities of color across the United States. The report claims the DCCC is touting this effort as the earliest investment of this scale in its history. Since they are looking to put 50 organizing directors and constituency organizing directors in key congressional districts where they are looking to grow their slim majority. The new type of directors will be planning to do outreach to find support in the various Black, Latino, Native American, and Asian American, and Pacific Islander, AAPI, voting communities. An aide for the DCCC allegedly told ABC News. In order to organize the Black and Hispanic, Native American, API communities, we don't want to be too prescriptive. Organizing in each of these communities looks different and there absolutely is not a one-size-fits-all. So we are going to be giving folks the tools they need to be successful to organize around issues and to really persuade and mobilize their volunteers. We also want to make sure that we are being responsive to the needs of those communities on the ground. The DCCC claims they are starting the new initiative to combat the Republican-led states that have signed voter integrity bills into law. Breitbart News reported on false information spread regarding the voter laws in various states. Pavitra Abraham, a DCCC national organizing director, told ABC News, "We know Republicans are going to do everything in their power to prevent people, particularly people of color, from voting." Abraham continued, "House Democrats are organizing in our communities earlier than ever so we can empower and engage voters in effective and culturally competent ways. These organizing investments will ensure Democrats are hearing from voters early, building trust in key constituencies, and partnering with leaders on the ground to power victories next November," Abraham had later added. Recently, Breitbart News reported about the University of Virginia's Center for Politics releasing its Sabato's Crystal Ball report hypothetically showing Republicans being in good shape to regain the House majority in the midterms with a huge uphill battle for Democrats to retain seats. The report also mentioned that incumbents from the non-White House party very rarely lose in midterm general elections.